All right, the familiar tones of Christopher Cross getting out on the water at 9:40 a.m. Pacific time Tuesdays is when we have one of our friends from SalesportTalk.com co-host this segment with me. And SalesportTalk.com's Karen Lyle is still in Europe, and she's been in London, and she was doing interviews about the Vendée Global Classic in Paris. And I understand you're in Catalonia today, Karen.
I am. I'm in Barcelona, and it's like 6:37 or 40 at night here.
Well, I'll say buenos noches.
And the weather is lovely. I can see the sun still, and the sun hasn't gone down. And it's maybe about 70, 75 degrees, so it's not too hot, not too cold. There are so many people here from all over the world for the America's Cup. It is a huge production because they have, I don't know if you're familiar with the Barcelona from where the World Trade Center to in Port Vale and in Port Olympic, but if you were to look up on your map, I mean, anyone who's listening to the America's Cup basically takes all that area. And so there are, you know, areas where each of the teams are set up, you know, and there's a big area for the public to go. They came before the cup, during the races, after the races, with all kinds of vendors. It's kind of like a festival. And there really isn't anyone here in Barcelona that doesn't know what the America's Cup is, even if they don't speak English. So.
All right. In about a minute, you have some interviews you've done, but these interviews are about the Louis Vuitton Cup.
Right. Well, so the America's Cup has several preliminary races where they were taking the teams and basically narrowing it down to see who would be the actual person to challenge New Zealand. And so it was down to the finals when I arrived in Barcelona, and Ineos Britannia, which is the English team, was Ben Easley was going against Luna Rosa Prada Perella, which is Jimmy Spittle. And you remember Jimmy Spittle was the captain of the America's Cup team for Oracle that won in 2013 when America's Cup was in San Francisco. And so he's been racing with the Italians, and it was so close. And basically, Britain won, Ben Ainsley won. And so the interview starts. What I've done is I've compiled interviews with Jimmy Spittle and Ben Ainsley and Dylan Fletcher, and with some explanation to kind of give everybody an opportunity to understand the race and where things are.
All right, without further ado, here are those interviews.
This is Karen Lyle of SalesPort Talk on location in Barcelona. Just after the British team Ineos Britannia won the Louis Vuitton Cup racing against the Italian team Luna Rosa Prada Pirelli. It has been an exciting series of races with the racers closely matched, and it was impossible to tell who might win until the final moments of the last leg, because a shift of wind, a boat malfunction, or a tactical error could have cost either contestant the race. As winner of the Louis Vuitton Cup, Ineos Britannia will now be the challenger against the defender of the America's Cup, Emirates Team New Zealand, on October 12th through 27th. As accredited media for the America's Cup, I and other international journalists have had the privilege to be here in person with these professional athletes. On this last day, Ben Ainsley, Jimmy Spithill, and Dylan Fletcher came into the mix zone right after the race was finished. This is Jimmy Spithill speaking of his competitor, Ben Ainsley.
Look, I've got a lot of respect for Ben. He's one guy in my career that I absolutely love going head-to-head with, just because he's ruthless, and I love that, you know, and he'll fight head-to-head, and that's something I always love and really admire in a competitor. And, yeah, it's just been impressive to see, you know, when he started this team 10 years ago, you know, it has not been an easy road, and it never is. But to see how they've progressed, and certainly how they've progressed since, let's say, the start of this preliminary regatta to where they are now, yeah, it's a full credit to them and to Ben. I'm really disappointed with the result myself and all of that. But at the same time, I've got to say it's a weird balance. But I'm happy for him to see him, you know, all that hard work pay off, because he's just one of those amazing competitors that you're kind of fortunate to go against. Yeah. And look, we had a fantastic boat. Our design, engineering, build team, shore, etc. Really, we had an awesome package. I thought it was very, very close between the two teams out there. But at the end of the day, the British did a better job and they deserved to go to the match. I think people naturally will see the athletes on the boats when you get to the racing. And clearly what they don't see is just the amount of blood, sweat and tears that all of the support team that aren't on the boat really put into designing and building and maintaining and repairing. I mean, it's just this endless marathon that they run just to give the athletes a shot going out there and racing. And you know, all the way from Patrizio and family to all of the employees. So, yeah, it's a very special team. It's hard to put into words, but yeah, it's a tough one for everyone now to go through. You know, the only thing we will be doing is congratulating the British for doing just an awesome job, running a great campaign, and really I think just out developing the rest of us from when we started this Louis Vuitton Cup to now. They really have done a great job.
The Louis Vuitton Cup rules require that one team wins 7 races, with the last 3 wins being consecutive. Up until the last 2 days, every day was tied, with each team beating the other an even number of times, until the second to the last day, when Ineos Britannia had won 2 races in a row. They had a narrow window to win the race. They took the lead at the start, kept it through every leg of the race. I asked Dylan Fletcher, the newest recruit to Ineos Britannia, about the Ineos start on that last race.
Yeah, the starts in this 37th America's Cup have been incredibly close. As you've seen, with making the boats a bit lighter and, you know, the progression, we're able to throw the yachts around really hard. And you see the circles, you see everything that you kind of see in traditional match racing. I guess we've been working very hard with our match race coach, Ian Williams, who's a match race world champion. Obviously, Ben's a match race world champion. Giles Scott has been helping us a lot in the sim. And I'm happy that the playbook that we've developed so far is working. You know, we have a few plays left that we've been holding back, and feels appropriate that we're now in the cup and we've managed to hold those plays back.
This is Karen Lyle of SailSport Talk on Sports Byline, broadcasting to 100 million people in 168 countries, including 700 radio stations, digital platforms, TuneIn Radio, and the American Forces Network. I am sharing a conversation with Ben Ainslie of Ineos Britannia, who is talking about Dylan Fletcher and other sailing team members.
Dylan's done a brilliant job for us. I mean, he's really stepped up. We made the decision just about early enough. It was about 2.5 months before sailing racing, so he had time to build in that relationship, and he and I to work on our communications. But he's just grown through the competition. You can see his confidence. He's obviously a class act, an amazing high performance sailor, and he's done a brilliant job for the team. We know we've got the experience in the America's Cup. It's a long game, it's the development game, and we said that and we stuck to our guns, and that's why I'm so proud of the team, that they believed. You know, we didn't win the races at the early start of the beginning of the competition, but we stuck to it, and we've just grown and grown in confidence and performance. And we need to keep doing that now. We need to keep that momentum going through to the cup. And then 10 years since putting this team together, and some good moments and some, frankly, some pretty low moments, and the perseverance that requires from myself, from the team, from supporters, from family, friends. You know, it takes a lot goes into these teams, and so I'm just, you know, super grateful for all that support to keep us going and get to this point.
Jimmy Spithill and Ben Ainslie on what they expect to see in the 37th Louis Vuitton America's Cup race that will begin October 12th.
My feeling is the fleet is closer. You know, I think last time the Kiwis were a big step ahead. Our finals, that we in the semis and finals, we went through somewhat, you could say, it wasn't as close. Well, this one has been a real fight, you know, the whole way, you know, through the semis, through the finals, and even we saw in the preliminary regatta that, you know, that it's close with the Kiwis. So, yeah, it's going to be fascinating to see how it plays out.
The only thing I can tell you is they're going to be one hell of an opponent. I mean, they're seriously fast, and they're a great organisation from top to bottom. I was fortunate to be part of Team New Zealand in 2007, so I've worked inside the organisation and know a bit about it, about Grant Dalton and the rest of the team. So yeah, what a challenge, but what an opportunity for our team.
One of the unique things about the America's Cup is that the winner of this cup gets to write the rules for the next cup races, which will take place in 4 years. Jimmy Spittel and Ben Ainslie share their views about the future.
When I look, I think at all of the teams, but especially in the Italian team, if I look at this next generation of guys and girls that are coming through, they are so far ahead of me and my generation when we were their age. I mean, it's awesome. And so I really think now is the time for them to sort of pick up the ball and run with it. And I can't wait to see them get out there and hopefully finish the job off.
Yeah, I think it's great. And that's what the sport needs, frankly. It needs younger sailors coming through like Marco. I mean, what a huge talent, and great to see him winning the Youth America's Cup. And you know, in Britain we've got some fantastic young sailors coming through, and it's about setting the thing up so that they can walk into a program, a campaign. They've got the right technical support, they've got the right coaching, they've got the right equipment, and that's certainly what we've been trying to build with our organization. We have a really strong America's Cup team. We have the Athena Pathway program, which is a youth and women's America's Cup team, and that's providing this opportunity for younger sailors and female sailors to come through. And I think that it's such an exciting future for sailing with the America's Cup.
Would you mind just giving us a moment about what you think the future is for women?
Yeah, well, we're just about to see the Women's America's Cup, the inaugural Women's America's Cup, and as challenger of record, along with Team New Zealand, we were part and parcel of bringing that together with this progressive protocol or set of rules that we have for this cup. So really proud of that. We have an amazing team in Hannah Mills and our Athena Pathway program, and I can't wait for the Women's America's Cup to get going and to see some fantastic racing.